Chapter 7, Acceptance 2022. Chapter 7, Acceptance 2022. What an opener. Hard to follow that, donut head. John, that's hard to follow. Hard. Chapter 7, Acceptance 2022. Acceptance. The Bible is either absolute or obsolete. I accept that or I don't. If I don't believe that, I'm the judge of what is truth and what is not truth, and I am an idiot. Or as John said, a donut head. Do the math, as they say. And what is the math? That is like what I have become. Well, no, it's my past. It's my historical evidence, what I have been, what I have done. Without God, it's not good, right? But here's the key. Even with God, I might add, even with God, I'm still not worthy of anything given to me, incompetent in all matters, unqualified, or not deserving. However, being available to him who presides over us all, available, and with my whole heart wanting to serve and love God, he will reveal to me who I am in him. Who I am in him. And to all those around me, I make it clear that I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I believe he rose from the dead, having died for my sins. And then stand back, kids, because the main attraction, Jesus Christ has begun his work in you. Then and only then did I see his mercy and grace. When I accepted all that, I make it clear that is where I stand. Then and only then can I see his mercy and grace. He made everything I could ever possibly become. He made everything in me that I could ever possibly become and more. He made it all and more. Hence the phrase, better than my best. He did that. Up until this point, my best definitely wouldn't cut it. Like I said, historical evidence, not so good. The world is obnoxious, and my soul cannot survive without his word as my primary weapon against sin. My soul. I will fall. Without the word of God, I will fall. My best thinking will cause me to fall. My very best. The righteous will be saved, so says the word. But it also says I will be tested, right? People say all the time, I'm a good person. I'm going to go to heaven. I am a good person. That's all I can tell you. Okay, look. Being a winner is not for sissies. And I'll talk about that in a second. You don't just get, like these things where kids just get a trophy for being a part of it. That's not good. You don't get a trophy just for showing up. You get a trophy for doing the work, trying hard, and being what you're supposed to be. Right? That's a very important lesson. Very important lesson. So I say today, let me talk about that good person thing. Okay? Let me talk about one decision. Remember, Adam and Eve were the first to believe the snake and be delivered into the black forest. Think about that. They were the first entry into the black forest, right? Adam and Eve. They were pretty good people, right? Pretty good people. Without sin, right? Walked with God, right? Right? So what does this have to do with my business or your business? I'm going to tell you. One decision brought hell over the entire earth and sent Adam and Eve and all their descendants, generations to come, out of the garden forever. One decision. One. One. So when you're thinking about your business and your life, these guys walked with God. They knew God. They were without sin. One decision and free will. Cost it all, man. Cost it all. Okay, let's set that to the side. I think we got it, right? I think we got that. Now, all of us are faced with end times. You hear about that all the time. That's the buzz phrase these days. End times. Well, by scripture, it certainly looks like there is a lot of validity to the claim. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. Well, that about summed up the world 2022, didn't it? Look, all good things come from God. All good things. We are taught that. And it is repetitious in his word that all good things come from God. God's promises have power. They have power. And in your lives, we see miracles and blessings, too many to list. We can't even keep up with them. We can't even keep up with the thank you, God. There's so many. They just keep coming. Everybody on this phone is blessings, 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 miracles, miracles. But I assure you, the devil has his tricks as well. His promises have hope, just like God. However, if all good things come from God, all seemingly good things from the devil, things that offer hope, are counterfeit. They're counterfeit, a copy, not the real deal. And they are not designed for your good, as God's promises are designed for your good. This counterfeit is designed to ensnare you, trap you. I don't want that, and neither do you. I assure you, men, by their own free will bring destruction to themselves and this earth. As it's written, it's biblical. I also assure you that God will sort it out. 2 Peter 3. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of this world, by means of these, this the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. By means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. Stored up for fire. Kids, things are being stored up for fire. That means at the end, until the day of judgment. It's in Scripture. Sure, this stuff is hard. Look, it's hard. Acceptance 2022. It's hard to accept that this is hard. It's hard to accept that we have to accept this. Acceptance is hard just by the very word of it. But like I said, stuff's hard. It's not for sissies. Winners are not sissies. They're consistent people that try hard every minute of every day, whether somebody's watching or somebody's not watching. Pay attention. Winning is not for losers. That's why it's so incredibly challenging. That's why we had the scripture that the road to righteousness is narrow, but the road to hell is wide open, baby. It's a freeway. That's why we have to try all the time, anytime, for all time in prayer to him. It's a rough ride. This isn't a vacation, cruise control. I can't say to anyone anymore, hey, I didn't know about Jesus and all these rules. I can't say that anymore, and neither can you. You are in training to be the winners, the leaders, the hope, the light. You can't be like, I didn't know. You know where to find the answers. You know what to do. You know how to be consistent. We just choose that we're so busy and so important, we don't have time. Acts. Let's check it. Check this out. Acts 17, 30, 31. The times of ignorance God overlooked. Let me say that again. The times of ignorance God overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. All right, let's stop right there. You're getting in a truck, you're getting in a car. It's very loud, it's very noisy, it's very distracting. We just had a talk about this at the beginning. Let me try again. Acts 17, 30, 31. The times of ignorance God overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has a fixed day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. He is telling you right here, the word is telling you right now, right here, that Jesus is going to judge all of us. He's going to judge and save the righteous. It's right here. And as I said, I have to accept that the word is either absolute or obsolete. Matthew 24:7, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. What does this have to do with your business? It sounds just like Acceptance 2022. This is just the way it is right now. Well, what does that have to do with your business? Except the following. My business, your business, is something I do in between church. Huh?
Whoa, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah, it keeps me busy and is a good example to others. If I can maintain myself as a good example. God uses me in everything I do. Stay in the business of the Lord. Do the gifts given and work. Stay in the business of the Lord. Do the gifts given and work. What about end times? Acceptance in the Word. It'll get worse and you will be okay. What about end times? We accept the Word. We accept that it'll get worse and that you will be okay. Matthew 24:22. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. You are the elect. You are the elect. It's going to get so bad out here that no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. There it is right there. Mark 13:32. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Again, what's this have to do with my business? My business is the last opportunity I will have to use my self-will to take care of my family, myself, and be an example of Christ in the community. It's my resume as I stand in front of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:9-11. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience, in your consciences. What does that mean? It means do the right thing so that when you stand in front of Jesus, you can have a good report. You can have a good report. And you gave a good report, the terror of what's coming in the Word. You have told people, hey, be careful, listen to me, the Lord is coming, it's going to be a terrible time. Well, we're starting to find that out. Acceptance 2022, the world is threatening nuclear war again. We're in major wars all over the world again. Your list and the things that God gave you every day is easy in comparison to somebody else's life, and all you got to do for everything he's given you is bring hope. Tell people, it's coming. Come on, man. Straighten yourself out. This isn't a time to get another drink. This isn't a time to do another thing. I got to go on vacation. I got to take a break. This is the time to get your head down. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. That's what you want to be. I accept that for all I have been given. I accept that. It doesn't mean I can make it every day. I can make other, I have to be careful. I can stumble myself. I can make another stumble by my example. Drinking, eating the wrong foods, talking like an idiot, living out the context of a Christian example is not easy. It is not easy. And you got to remember, you can make people stumble. I've heard Rick talk about it before. You may not have a drinking problem, but if somebody has a drinking problem, they see you drinking, you can make somebody else stumble. Hey, if it's okay for Bob, it's okay for me. Romans 14:13-23. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. That's what we're talking about there. Like, I don't know anybody. Everybody that wonders, that says, I don't have a drinking problem, generally, they got a drinking problem. Anybody that says, I don't have an eating problem, I just eat whatever I want. Okay, and furthermore, those people, you know, very challenging not to cuss. It's very challenging not to use the Lord's name in vain, but we have to try. Because it goes on to say, I mean, in and of itself, it doesn't sound like a bad thing, but man, when somebody who is trying to stay in the light of the Lord sees you doing these things, or getting mad, yelling at your wife or your spouse or your brother or your sister, get this. It may not seem, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean, whatever they think there. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. God is all love. Get it? You are no longer walking in God, in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. For your brother or sister who is trying to stay inside of Christ, don't eat something or drink something that is a bad example for them. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. Do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. So when you say, I don't have a drinking problem, and you let somebody else drink, think about that. What you regard as good, like it's okay for me to have a little this and a little that. Don't let it be spoken of as evil, because somebody will turn right around and say, he was drinking at the bar and he was, and it makes people fall. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, of taking care of others. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. I just had to set the drinks down, set the goofy behavior down. I just got to set it down. Does it ever come back? Oh, come on, it haunts me. I accept the fact, however, that my actions will have consequences. I accept the fact that God will not do things for me that I can do for myself. He will not wash my truck, clean up the house, behave for me, read this book that he has so graciously given me. I accept and am humbled that God will do for me things I cannot do for myself. Things I haven't even thought of, never would think of, never have thought of. Things that in his mercy and grace will always be good for me. God is a verb. Relationships are a verb. Studying is a verb. Growing emotionally is a verb. Love is a verb. Showing up happy, grateful, loving, and willing is a verb. Fighting sin is a verb. Fighting sin is a verb. And giving thanks to the Lord each and every day for all I have been given and all that I don't deserve is a verb. Thank you, Jesus, for my health, my life, the opportunities in my business, the money in my bank account. Thank you for another day to minister to my children, for a list I could have never made for myself, an opportunity to serve in my church, tithe my church, behave myself, clothe myself, drive myself to work and Bible study, to ask forgiveness for my stupid nature, my sins, all the ridiculously selfish ideas I have. Thank you for saving me from myself and any alliance I would have surely made with the minister of lies. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. I accept I could not have done any of it without you. My God, the Alpha and Omega, who has no beginning and no end, may every breath I take be in service to the Lord and the direction of Jesus Christ, the risen King. Acceptance 2022, come on. It should have been an acceptance a long time ago, not 2022. It should have been a long time ago. A bunch of years ago, I had a thought. I call it the Tale of Three Cities. Pay attention. The city of Itildoulou. Three cities. I'll give them to you. The city of Itildoulou. It says, I don't have to do anything. It's all cool. Whatever you're not doing, it's okay. Itildoulou is a sorry, pointless existence and a waste of a person. Worse, the waste of what God had prepared in you. Itildoulou. Pretty self-explanatory. I'm sure you've met plenty of employees that feel this way, unfortunately. I hope it's not plenty of people, but we know we could be one of them. There but for the grace of God go I. The city of Nowhereville, second city, the city of Nowhereville. It's where people start projects and never finish. They talk about the great opportunities that ultimately yield nothing. Big ideas, important words, just foolishness. No gain, no pain, nothing to show for nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then more talk and nothing. And more talk and nothing. Thusly, the city of Nowhereville, second city. Third city, this one might be of interest to you. The city of Fiduciary is what needs to be done. City of Fiduciary. The City of Fiduciary. It's option number 3, and there is no plan B. My name is Patrick, and I am responsible. Responsible for my actions, good and bad. Responsible to God for my work, my ministry, my job. I admit my mistakes, and in the grace of God, try and straighten things out. I accept the life he has given me, and am grateful every day for the challenges he puts before me. I ask to be in your service all the days of my life. My Lord in heaven, thank you for the list and the mercy received by you, the strength and wisdom received by you, discernment, knowledge, and direction to achieve better than my best. Fiduciary duty is my assignment, and I accept God is a verb. The City of Fiduciary is what we want to stay in. All of you are there, but all of you are very aware of the other two, the City of Itildulu and the City of Nowhereville. For Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You're either a thermostat or a thermometer, kids. Either you change the temperature in the room, or simply note the temperature in the room. Be a game changer. Be a game changer. A life maker, a destiny seeker, a God-given Jesus Christ Bible-studied superstar by his holy grace and in his holy grace. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, oh no, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Our buddy C.S. Lewis quotes, "It is not your business to succeed, but to do right. When you have done so, the rest lies with God." Hey. Hey. Come on. Amen, brothers and sisters. Stay cool, be grateful, gracious, and do the job. Being a Christian, God's salvation, it's a verb. Accept these things and prosper. End the day as a winner, even if the struggle seems to overcome you. Rest, eat, and prepare. You will fight again in him. You will never, ever lose. And remember, you will never, ever, ever truly lose. Stay in him. In him. You ultimately win everything. Matthew 25:23-24, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Amen, amen, amen. John, let's get back to work. Let's get our prayer in, and let's hope that nobody hangs up the phone because they're not so busy. They're not so busy that they can't wait and pray with everyone and take the blessing. Oh, thank you, God, for today. John, it's all you.